Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for November 12th, 2019. And hooray, we're not using the backup audio for this episode. I got my audio thing situated, but let's, you know, get into the news, shall we? Before I forget, nerds, there is going to be a reduction in your number of nerdy news episodes. And actually, technically, it's not going to be news, it's just going to be rumors. As of November 27th, the day in which I turn old, until the end of the year, I am going to be scaling back to one episode a week, and that one episode will be relegated only to the rumor mill. We will not be discussing news. I need to scale back my workload a little bit because I honestly have quite a bit of other things that need attention as the year comes to an end. There will still be stuff happening on Generally Nerdy, so if you want to check that out, please do. But as far as the news show goes, it will be scaling back only for a few weeks, and come the new year, we will be back in full swing with our two episodes a week, and very potentially, depending on factors, we might be making it three episodes a week, two news episodes, and one whole episode dedicated to rumors. We shall see how that pans out, but that is the update that we needed to get out, and now let's get into the news. Now, we're talking TV news. TV streaming. I'm still getting used to the new names of the categories, I guess. So, TV streaming, first thing we have is kind of a dual update over on the Disney Plus side of things, and we're not going to be talking about the issues because Disney Plus has launched. With very mixed results. They've been having some issues. We're not going to discuss that because I don't really know exactly what's going on with that. I was more worried about the content and not the access to the content necessarily. I will likely be talking about The Mandalorian in a video on the channel some other time, not right now. It's not news necessarily. The first episode has aired, and there are analyses, so you can go find those, but that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about She-Hulk as well as Moon Knight. Both of these shows have announced that they have found their head writers, and the head writer for She-Hulk is going to be Jessica Gao. And if you don't know that name, it's not necessarily anything that's wrong with you. Writers don't usually get the spotlight like they should. But if you do know that name, then you know that Jessica Gao is the head writer in charge. Well, is the main writer that is responsible, I guess is a better way to say it, for the Pickle Rick episode of Rick and Morty. So now she is the head writer on She-Hulk. The implications are kind of amazing. But then also, again, head writer over on Moonlight side of, or Moon Knight side of things is Jeremy Slater. Jeremy Slater, again, if you don't know that name, I'm not holding it against you, but if you do know that name, then you know that Jeremy Slater is the guy who developed and was partially showrunner, executive producer, and head writer over on Umbrella Academy for Netflix, which is kind of huge because they stole one of Netflix's biggest names, because dude was the one that was responsible for the creation of, honestly, one of the better comic book adaptations done in a long freaking time. The Umbrella Academy is brilliant. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Season 2 is going to be coming soon. Anyway, Jeremy Slater will be the head writer for Moon Knight. Next, we have casting updates. I know I don't like to do casting as much, but if it's the only thing we've got for Halo, then it's the only thing we've got for Halo, and we're going to talk about it. So, casting updates for Halo over on Showtime. And I'm going to be reading these, so I apologize if I stumble or it sounds awkward or whatever. But first we have Danny Sapani. Danny Sapani. Pretty sure that's how you would pronounce that, has been cast as Captain Jacob Keyes, who is, quote, a dedicated military man, a war hero, and a caring father, who finds that working alongside his daughter and ex-wife is usually the cause of conflict rather than comfort. Interesting. Next, we have Olive Gray has been cast as Dr. Miranda Keyes, who is, quote, A brilliant UNSC commander who is dedicated to understanding the technology, language, and culture of the Covenant. But she'll have to she'll have to learn to navigate the politics of the UNSC to get what she wants. So, some procedural stuff being hinted at there. And then our final casting announcement is Charlie Murphy. No, they haven't cast a dead man in this role, though I wasn't able to find any other credits for this new Charlie Murphy person. Charlie Murphy is going to be playing the role of McKee, who is, quote, an orphaned human who was raised by the alien Covenant and shares their contempt for humanity. Really interesting. Really, really interesting. I don't know. It's hard to read too many implications into that other than, again, the procedural implications as far as, and if you don't know what a procedural is, procedural, CSI, Criminal Minds, all of those shows, Law and Order, all of those shows are what you would call procedurals. So even Supernatural is a procedural by and large. I mean, there are overarching stories, the stuff that begins at the end, beginning of one season and then ends at that season, and even multiple season arcs and all that jazz. That's not to say it's going to be boring like Law and Order is. That is to say, though, that we do have some idea of what the structure will look like. So that will be interesting. That is what we've got there. Next, we're talking about real quick. Titans season 3 has been announced even before season 2 ends. Kind of expected this one. It's the biggest thing over on the DC Universe app, so yeah. No word yet as to what it's going to look like once HBO Max launches, though, if we will have access to the DC Universe TV shows and just not the comic book side of things. Still no idea what that looks like, but they are working it out according to industry buzz. And then our last piece in TV streaming is the new trailer for the Harley Quinn series. This trailer, this is a full proper trailer, not just a teaser, so we get a good portion of what to expect in this series, and a large part of that is going to be the Legion of Doom. Harley, it looks like, for at least this season one, is going to be attempting to get entrance into the Legion as an official member. And also we get Alan Tudyk's Joker, and that I think is the best freaking part. And honestly, watching this trailer, it looks like it's going to be better than anticipated, because I'm not a huge Harley Quinn fan. Matter of fact, in a lot of times, I'm quite the opposite. I feel like Harley Quinn is a shallow, underdeveloped character who really doesn't work unless she is part of Joker's storyline. This, though, and for, you know, Martin over at Nerdy Legion, I know you say that her new book, the new trade, I think that came out, or the new graphic novel, I guess, is amazing. I've heard that from multiple sources, actually. So my opinion on Harley Quinn is not the most up to date, but from the bits that I have of the character, it seems that she only works the best, and in a lot of ways only works when she has the Joker to play on or to support. That is just where it is. But this trailer makes it look like that's not really going to be the case. It makes it look like this is going to be a pretty solid series. And I like that. But that's what we got for TV. Let's jump over to movies. And in movies, we have, first off, there's a couple that we're going to be talking about just because I like the players involved, not necessarily because there's a whole lot of nerd cred involved. But we have Guy Pearce, who has been attached to play in a movie called Seventh Day. And the elevator pitch for this movie is Training Day meets The Exorcist. And just based on that alone, the fact that Guy Pearce is going to be one of the leads and it's got that elevator pitch, I'm on board already. But that's what we've got. Next, we're talking about a movie called Prisoners of Ghostland. And we've talked before on the show, Bill Moseley is a fantastic horror stalwart. He's in pretty much all of Zombies horror movies. Mosley has signed on to do this movie, which the other big noteworthy thing for this is that the director, Sion Sono, So he's a Japanese director, and he's been described as one of the most subversive directors making movies today. So Bill Moseley, American horror movie stalwart, the guy who's always there, who does great work in American horror. If you doubt me, go watch House of a Thousand Corpses. He is far and away the best thing about that movie. Bill Moseley, that guy, is going to be in a Japanese horror movie. Again, sign me up. Let's go. Next, we're talking about the animated movie Scoob. Just got its first trailer. I have yet to watch it all the way through personally, but that's because I want to do a reaction video. I saw the first like 10 seconds of it and I was like, nope, we're gonna shut this off, do a reaction video. So, you know, stay tuned on Generally Nerdy. You can go watch the reaction video because I'm a big Scooby-Doo fan. Next is one of my favorite and also one of the more confusing updates for the episode. Mortal Kombat, the movie, is being rebooted. We know this. We just got the announcement, kind of, sort of, strangely, vicariously, through a weird, shaky video that Nightara is going to be in the movie. Confirmed by writer Greg Russo. She's going to be played by Elisa Cadwell, stunt woman who's been in quite a few other nerdy movies as a stunt woman. I'm so confused by this announcement. Nightara, while I am super intrigued by this as well, doesn't really fit into the story in the early stages. And I don't understand how she can fit into the story in the early stages, because in order to tell this story in a cohesive manner, you need to set up the primary players. And the primary players in the grand scheme of things, the primary players are the realms. So you have to understand the realms, and the two main realms that in the Mortal Kombat franchise are Earthrealm and Outworld. So Nightara is part of a different realm. Though technically her realm does get taken over by Outworld, so like maybe they're gonna factor that in, but her inclusion in this first movie, presumably Greg Russo's trying to get what he can in the first movie in hopes, and just in case we don't get a second movie, but this one sounds a little shoehorny. Like, I really dig the character of Nightara. I also dig the implications, because if you bring in Nightara, then that also means you're going to be bringing in Chameleon and Reptile and their race. Because the Nightara's realm and their realm are closely related. So I like that, because those are parts of the mythology that I feel like deserve a little bit more attention. But not this early in the plot, the mythology building of the whole thing. So really torn on this piece of news. And then our last piece in movies has to do with Sonic the Hedgehog. We got a brand new trailer with the redesigned character. Looks just like those leaked images that we got a couple of weeks ago. And honestly, this new trailer explains it a little bit better. Kind of sets this up to be more watchable, I guess is a good word to use. Because it's not like he's an alien that comes down from outer space. He comes from a different universe, sure, but like teleports here through a ring. Fitting, considering the goal of every Sonic game is to collect rings, right? And then free all the little animals. Honestly, the look is better, the explanation of what's happening in this movie is better, and somehow the Jim Carrey portion seems to be better in this as well, even though I'm pretty sure they didn't change anything with Dr. Robotnik. They're just giving us better information as to what they're going to be putting in this movie. So, super excited about this. Link, go check it out, because you can, I mean, it's up on the YouTubes, go watch it.
And now, let's talk about rumors.
And this rumor mill is actually pretty big, so really, one of these rumors is kind of gigantic, and the rest of them are pretty normal. So, first off, we are talking about Dr. Sleep. Yes, I know, it's not really out yet, but, or it is out, and it's not doing, I can't remember. I've been so buried in all of the other news. Warner Brothers is reportedly working on a sequel to Dr. Sleep, with Mike Flanagan, who is directing this first one, will also be directing the next one, but will also be writing the script for the next one. Again, according to the rumor. The next one we have, we actually have a lot of Disney and two Star Wars rumors. So, first thing we're going to be talking about is some interesting stuff around the Star Wars test screenings. So, The Rise of Skywalker has been going through test screenings, and rumors around the test screenings are as follows. First, there are three different cuts being test screened. The first cut being the J.J. Abrams, Kathleen Kennedy cut, the one that they put together, and that one apparently did not do so well, an average audience score of like 40. And then the second cut is the Bob Iger cut, is what it's being called, and the Bob Iger cut is basically the Abrams-Kennedy cut, with a couple of things added, a couple of things kind of rearranged, no real major changes, but a couple of pretty significant changes, I guess is a fair way to put it. And that cut, average audience score of about 50. And then the third cut, which is the biggest part of the rumor, and the part that I don't know if I believe at all, but the third cut is reportedly done by George Lucas. And according to the rumor, George Lucas has more footage in his cut and rearranges a significant portion of the second and third act of the movie. I don't know how much of this to believe. It's really interesting to think about. And the George Lucas cut average audience rating is 88. So if this is true, we're going to be seeing a little bit more George Lucas when it comes to Disney Star Wars. Is that a good thing? I don't even know anymore. So that's what we've got there. The next rumor, this is the biggest rumor. This is the most sizable rumor. Collection of rumors, I guess, is more appropriate for Miss Marvel. There has reportedly been a leaked audition tape, not for the lady who is presumably going to be playing Miss Marvel, because they are in early contract negotiations with an actress for the role. That is not what this is about. So in the audition tape, some interesting things are referenced in the dialogue that is presumably taken from the Miss Marvel series. References are made to the new Avengers, a Terrigen Mist, and the Inhumans, which is super interesting because we've talked about the fact that they want to reboot the Inhumans. We've also talked about how they're eventually going to create a new Avengers team. All of this is rumor, so nothing is set in stone. And also the dialogue is in reference to or in communication with someone that is being referred to Captain, which is very likely Captain Marvel. So Brie Larson's going to be in the series. Makes freaking sense. That one probably has the most legs of any of this. So the next portion of the rumor is that Black Bolt and Lockjaw will be the Inhumans that we see in the Miss Marvel series. And Black Bolt, where is it? Niall DeMarco is in negotiations to be Black Bolt, not Vin Diesel. Interesting. Also, the villains of the series are reported to be the Inventor and Maximus the Mad. Ben Whishaw will potentially be the Inventor, and Freddie Highmore will be Maximus, according to the rumor. And then Finn Wolfhard, this is the final piece of this Miss Marvel stuff. Finn Wolfhard, who is really in everything right now, has been reportedly approached to play Kamala Khan's best friend, Bruno. There's also rumors that deal with the parentage of Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan. I feel like we've talked about that before. Also feel like it makes sense because Mindy Kaling is reportedly going to be playing her mom. Mindy Kaling, I feel like that's almost an official announcement. It's not really rumor because she's one of the ones that is pushing to get this made. So that one kind of makes sense. So we're moving on now. We're moving over into WandaVision. And in WandaVision, we got some plot leaks. Not going to be reading the plot leaks. That is not the point of the rumor mill. We're just going to be talking about the implications and some interesting things that come from the plot leaks. So it's not really... Not reading the plot leak, but apparently Ultron is going to be coming back in WandaVision. Also makes a lot of sense because of the nature of the comic book version of that character, that they would then kind of bring some of that nature into the live, quote unquote, live action version of the character. So very, very awesome. Our next rumor is a gaming rumor. BioShock 4 has always been rumored to be somewhere in development. For a long time, it was said to never be coming out because they couldn't get a proper studio to get development. And then they found a studio, and that studio is rumored to be nearing the point in development where they can actually announce that the game is going to be coming out. And also, they are hiring for a quote-unquote end-game design lead, which implies kind of that we're going to see some sort of Fallout-ish or Outer Worlds-ish style gameplay after the main narrative of the game. So that sounds awesome. BioShock is probably one of my favorite games of the last two decades. No joke. And then our final piece of rumor has also to do with Disney Plus, because these things just come all the time. Disney Plus has rumors abounding because it is one of the biggest sources of entertainment for us right now, right? So Disney Plus reportedly is going to be doing a Lando series starring Donald Glover. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And that's what we got for rumors, guys. Aren't they just so juicy? And that does it for this episode of your Comic Talk Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comic books and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus we've got an update from Jamie Josta in music. We have some interesting stuff going on in gaming we're going to talk about, and much more over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.